Welcome to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. My name's Kankle Fritz. Here's some highlights from today's show. This guy takes his family to Disney World, spends lots of money on tickets, and all his children want to do is play in the playground. So we're talking about things you have great plans for your children. You spend a lot of money in a gift or whatever. They want to play with the box.
Come on, kids. Yeah. You will have fun.
So if you've got an example like that, 888-888-9976. Good morning.
Hi, this is Liz. I heard you on the radio.
Well, thank you, Liz, for listening to us. Listening. Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Saginaw, Michigan.
All right.
My niece, I will buy her ice cream and she'll shovel off all the ice cream vanilla, and then she'll just get the cone. She'll be eating only the cone. She likes just the cone.
Oh.
That's funny.
That's it. Just the cone. So will you put ice cream inside the cone? She just eats the outside and that's it?
No, we'll order from McDonald's and she'll put the ice cream cone on the side. She doesn't like the vanilla part. She just likes the cone.
She just wants the cone. So funny.
Yes.
Can I buy a cone from you?
Yeah. Do they just sell cones?
Like just the cone.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Do you have any buns?
A little shaken up.
What?
I am okay. But earlier this morning, not too far from here at the radio station, I was robbed at gunpoint. At a radio station.
Can't go
I mean,
Fritz.
At the gas station. I was robbed this morning.
Robbed at gunpoint.
After my hand stopped trembling, I was finally able to call the police, and they came, and they took all my information, and my money's gone. I mean, it's...
This is horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's awful. They asked me if I knew who did it, and I said yes. It was pump number 3. First off, I am okay. I was a little shaken up this morning. Robbed at a gas station up the road from the radio station. Managed to call the police, and they were quick to get there, by the way. And my money's all gone, though. Police asked me if I knew who did it, and I said yes. I said it was pump number 3. So that is the joke that I told earlier. And you were calling about that?
Yes, you had me worried. I was started praying and everything for you. I'm serious because that happens so much anymore and you just don't know. But I listen to you, but I can't support right now. But as soon as I'm able, I'm going to. But right now, my husband's health isn't good and I'm trying to make things meet right now. But God's got me and I know that he's going to help us get through.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So,
God bless.
But you're right. God does have you.
He does. He has us, and I know he's going to take care of us and help our needs. So
amen.
God knows.
Absolutely.
But anyway, mm-hmm. I'm so blessed.
So glad the station's ministering to you. That's awesome.
Yes, it is. And I love all the testimonies and things that's going on. And we serve an awesome God. That's all
we sure
say.
Do. Well, I
all right, God bless you.
I appreciate you praying for me this morning.
And I have to just say, I appreciate the lecture that you gave him that I wish I could have.
Hey, I'm Darren with We Are Messengers. And if you didn't know, Family Life Radio is listener supported. By giving you help people find hope and keep the station on the air, you're helping make possible a place that people can turn to for hope and truth. Thank you so much for supporting Family Life Radio.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
Maybe you were up last night worrying or concerned about something. Let's just face it. There's a lot to be concerned about, right? I mean, you've got everything happening in the world, first of all, that we're living in. But then there's the things that affect you personally, things that concern you and get you worried and... How many nights have you stayed awake or how many times have you thought about something? I'll just lay there like a bump on a log and your brain just starts going over and over. You know, here's one thing to think about, that God is up all night anyway. And what if we just can find a way to do a better job of giving stuff to him? Because I saw this, someone was writing about this specific thing and they were talking about, you know, how he's obviously capable to handle everything that we're dealing with. But just think of the fact that, you know, worry doesn't add one single moment to our lives. In fact, stress is the number one killer, so why are we doing it so much? What I think is, Sally, I think it you just kind of go on autopilot and your brain just goes there. It's not like you made a conscious decision to worry. You're in it.
Well, you know? It's the middle of the night thing where your brain has had a little bit of rest and it's quiet and it's easy to just let your thoughts run wild, which means no control.
Right.
You're not trusting the Lord. You're chewing.
Right. Well, you're sort of meditating on the issue or the problem. And the truth is this, that I don't know that's ever helped. You know, I can't think of a time when I walked away from it going, oh yeah, I got the answer now. But I love this verse, Isaiah 26:3. Mm-hmm. He will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, on God, because we trust in him. Doesn't that feel good? Perfect peace? Don't you want that?
Yes.
So if we can find a way to reprogram and go, okay, if we can catch yourself worrying, you know, but the Bible says to take every thought captive, which is very hard to do, by the way, because you have to go, oh, wait a second, I'm thinking about this. Now I need to try to change the direction and go a different direction. Hey, if you've got a take on this, if you've got a take on worry and how God has helped you overcome that, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. 888-888-9976. You and I had an opportunity to be a blessing to somebody. Maybe you didn't know why, but you were. Talking about the story earlier, this lady paid for somebody's meal at a restaurant and had no clue. He lost his job. He was becoming homeless. And if you've ever been through that, we'd love to hear your story. 888-888-9976. Wendy is with us. Tell us what happened.
I had to run to Costco one day, and I got there before the store opened, and I saw this kid get off one of those buses. He didn't have a coat on, and it was 18 degrees, and that doesn't include the windshield.
Right.
Short sleeves. So I told him, hey, what are you doing out there? And he's like, I'm waiting for the doors to open to go to work. And I said, well, come sit in my car. Oh, no, I'm okay, he says. And I said, no, come sit in my car. So we sat, talked for a bit. After the store opened, he went into work. And I said, is it okay if I buy you a coat? And he said, no, I'm too big. They don't have anything in my size. He was a 4X. And I said, I will find you one. And so I dropped him off at work, and then I tried to find some place, a Tractor Supply, to go find him a coat. And lo and behold, there was one coat, a 4X. I brought it back to the store, and his face lit up so bright. He said, I can't believe you did that for me. And he was just a sweetheart.
I can't believe you did that for him either. That's amazing.
No big deal. God blesses us so much. And so now I see him every time I go, you know, over there to Costco, and he just gets a big smile on his face.
I mean, I just put myself in his position. This lady that doesn't even know me goes and buys me a coat? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I feel like God put that one coat there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. So what is bringing you joy? It's time for that Joy Report. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio, who's this?
My name is Ashley, and I'm in culinary arts. And I couldn't afford my knife set, so God laid it upon my professor's heart to pay for my knife set.
Wow, that's got God all over. That's awesome.
Yeah, my knife set was $480.
Now, is that just a gift, or do you have to pay him back, or what?
No, it's a gift. He just said he knows I've been working hard, and he knows I'm a good student, so
man,
he blessed me with a knife set.
Well, that's awesome. Next time, we'll see you on the Food Network or something.
Oh, you will. I promise.
Yeah, go the Food Network route. Don't go on Gordon Ramsay's show. He's kind of mean. Although I heard he really isn't like that, but just on the show. So that means he's mean to us watching. I sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the morning show, you can go to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.